This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Hello, welcome to Anything to Declare.
Hello, hello. So actually, Joey, start with apology. Last week we promised this would be our last week.
It's not.
That was an absolute lie.
Why should we apologise? It's the best news ever.
Yeah, great
this
news.
This is the penultimate show.
Penultimate show. We've got a good show lined up. Got a couple of guests in here.
Couple of boys.
Couple of boys.
We got Nish and Thomas. Who've come here for one reason only, to rap. And it will come later at 5:30. So please keep listening because it will be the ultimate showdown of pure talent.
The show's got so much cooler.
I know, instantly.
Look at that.
Yeah. It's great, the vibes are great in here.
I don't
think
you can pull this off.
Yeah. That was Finally by Cece Peniston, obviously.
Absolute banger.
Absolute cracker. I've got all the bangers lined up for today, taking you back to circa 2003, 2004. Mm. Yeah,
so our theme is kind of like what, like music festivals,
well,
kind of music.
The rap's here, so we've just kind of in homage. We have done some music festivals. We can talk about them. Things we've done at music festivals, which we may not want to discuss, other than on the radio, because that's
okay.
Where you get your voice out, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, why not?
And then we've got loads of other stuff lined up. But first of all, we've got Love Station.
And the music. Don't feel like it did.
Welcome back to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby, and our special guests, Nish and Thomas. Hey, guys.
Hi, hi, hi. How are we doing?
Yeah, so I'll say now, both of them are bilingual, annoyingly.
Just like us.
So they can speak trilingual. Oh, he's giving me three fingers out. Okay, so we've got Spanish, French, and English. We'd hope. Okay.
And, you know, a few bits of other things in that.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
Italiano.
A little bit of Swahili, some Gujarati, you know.
If I went Italiano, you'd imagine that I could also speak Italian.
Ich kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen auch, ja.
Okay, yeah. So we've got some clever people in the radio room today. So we're going to be talking about them. Guys, you went on years abroad, both of you.
Yeah.
So you start with Nish, where'd you go, what'd you do, do you like it?
Year abroad, best year of my life, I've got to be honest.
Yeah, this whole show is about it.
Yeah. So an hour of just my year abroad.
Yeah, please.
So I was away in French Guiana in South America, so just changing things up from France. Beautiful experience and a different style of life from Europe.
Quite a little dig there at Thomas's year abroad in France.
Well, I mean, it was quite funny throughout the year because Thomas was kind of keen to go abroad as well, further afield than France. So every time I was in a beautiful, serene place in the jungle, there was also this continuing joke. It was just like, would I rather be in Lille?
Yeah, but I think you need to remind the audience that you were still technically in France.
Technically.
Yeah,
technically.
So what's the kind of the culture over there?
The situation is, they've got the Space Centre over there, and technically it's France because back in the day the French colonised the area.
Yeah.
They still kept a hold of it because they've got the Space Centre there, and it's the best Space Centre in the world. And so obviously they've invested billions and billions of euros there, and they can't really get out of it now. And I was paid with the euro. They had supermarkets, you had the French banks.
Supermarché.
Supermarché.
Ah, see, got it. Yay.
Vous parlez bien français.
No, stop it. Okay, so that was French Guiana, and then you went, was that all year?
Well, I was there for 7 months and then went away and was travelling through like Colombia and Venezuela, mm-hmm. British Guiana, Suriname.
Yeah.
Got some good times.
Got well-travelled mail in the radio room today.
Yeah, lovely.
What about you, Thomas? What did you do? Come on, follow that.
can't really compete with that, can I? But I was in Lille for 6 months teaching for the British Council in a school not too far from the city centre.
Wow. That's really cool. So what did the British Council want you to teach French?
So what it is, it's an agreement between all of the schools in France and British schools where they swap assistants. So language assistants from France will go and work in England, and language assistants.
They're always quite good looking, aren't they? And they always go to boys' schools, and then when 13, 14, all our friends are like, oh, the French assistant's so fit.
Well, that's what we had exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was you guys.
So did the people like you in France?
Yeah, people loved me. It was really good though because I was in a boarding school, so I had everything paid for.
You were like sleeping in the boarding houses with the kids.
I was sleeping in the boarding houses.
Not with the kids.
Oh, not with the kids.
Come on now. Not in the first week. No. So
we had our own floor.
Oh, cool. Was that a party floor? Were there lots of
others? It was a party floor. I was only living with girls, so.
Were there anyone from Leeds?
There was Rafi, but she was in Lille. She wasn't teaching at the same school.
Was anyone from Leeds in French
Guiana? No, I was the only person that got a place from the whole of the British Council, from the whole of the UK. I was the only person to get a place.
Because I was going to say, we've never heard of anyone coming from France. We've had Brazil and Argentina, but we haven't had French Guiana.
To be honest, you ask 90% of people around here where French Guiana is.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I still don't. And I study geography.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us?
It's just above Brazil and like the northeast coast of South America, bordering like Brazil, British Guiana, and Suriname. Which is a Dutch colony and an English former.
So over there, is there like lots of French like culture, or is it ever kind of merged together?
Where I was working specifically was Kourou, and that's like a town. Whereas I had friends who were working in the middle of villages where there's no kind of French culture. Whereas the Space Centre was in my city. So there's people from Italy, France, etc. No, it's not even the capital. Cayenne is the capital, like cayenne pepper, you know.
Oh, yeah.
For those that love the spice. Kourou had everything. It had the Space Centre. There's also, like, quite a big tourist industry there with the Île du Salut.
Oh, cool.
Which is, like, beautiful, beautiful islands, blue seas, coconut trees, monkeys, parrots, blah, blah, blah. Beautiful.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hammocks.
So how was Paris? The concrete jungle.
Univers de béton.
Otherwise known
as Panam. And Panam was really good. Yeah, I was working in a pizzeria with some Algerians.
Cool.
It was really good fun. I got paid in pizza and in euros. So
you had a great time. Good. You had a free ride the entire year, by the sounds of it.
It's amazing what you can charge for English lessons out in France.
I was charging
20 euros an hour, and I was doing 3 hours in the morning, and then I'd work for 3 hours in the evening
at the
pizzeria.
You chose what they paid you for your... pizza creations.
Le Bon Coin is kind of like the equivalent to Gumtree in France.
We had Kijiji in Canada. Yeah. That's the same. Yeah. Exactly. It's like someone fell onto the keyboard and then they came up with that name. Kijiji. And we used to get like random stuff off their books.
No, we got like car rides off there.
Yeah.
That was weird.
It's like in France, you've got blah blah car.
Leeds Leeds Lift, Facebook group. Okay, so next up, we're talking about festivals, music, and obviously we're going to tie into the ultimate rap. Everyone's got to make a living.
J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real, even on no bruh. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
A little interlude with Jenny. Now.
Didn't know what she was doing there, but
she's off on one.
Fair enough.
Okay, so today, festivals.
Yeah, so I'm not actually, I haven't actually planned to go into any festivals, but you guys can sell it to me. What are your plans this summer? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Summer fezzies, it's
questions,
the place to
questions,
be.
Questions.
Okay, why don't we start with Thomas?
Well, you know, when I think about festivals, I think about the first festivals that I went to, you know, when you're younger. And you go to, oh, what was that festival? Reading.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah. I never went, thank God. I dodged a bullet with that one. Because everyone comes back being like, my tent got burnt down and like
exactly,
all the crazy
stuff.
Yeah.
But it's good fun. It's good fun. And just to see how, you know, the difference in festivals, you know, as time goes by and how they
with
change.
Age.
And for example, you know, the first festival I went to, I actually bought a ticket. Whereas, you know, later on, you know, I may have got in by other means. But
I mean, it's been condoned by certain festival organisers, like at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
We encourage people who didn't have money for tickets
to
not, well, not necessarily break, you know.
I mean, so what do you do? Just come and then...
Well, there's always a way. I mean,
when there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you worked any?
Yeah, I've worked at a festival before.
Which one?
Secret Garden Party.
Yeah,
what were you doing there, like bar work?
Yeah, just a little bit of bar work, and I was actually working for a burger company.
Yeah.
So it was just like handing out leaflets dressed up like Jesus and just getting people to the burger man.
To the listeners, Nish does have some resemblance to Jesus.
Long,
long brown
locks.
Hair.
Yeah.
Some nice beard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
Jesus-esque.
Yeah, Jesus-esque, exactly.
You either break in or you get a job or you buy a ticket, and I might be working in a paella with a paella
stall.
Company at a paella stall.
Where?
They go around all the festivals, so if I'm lucky,
sick. Yeah.
I get a pass into all of them.
I worked at Dimensions and it was the first year, and I had to be like a stewardess, like, you know, not stewardess, but like security control. I mean,
a steward.
Looking at me, I would be able to control much.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But they put me on the last night from 12 midnight to 6 a.m. sitting outside a hostel. So I couldn't, like, yeah. Oh, no, I slept for the 5 minutes that the woman came round and saw me.
Classic.
Yeah, obviously. But thankfully, I managed to get away with it. But everyone just kind of mucks about, and no one really does any. Yeah. Any. I got a black mark by my name because I decided to sunbathe and took my high vis jacket off, and they were like, "You!" And I was like, "No!" Ran away. But yeah, working is so great because you get a free ticket, and it's only three shifts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
carry on.
Sorry. This year, I think you said in the break you were going to.
Well, yeah, I might go to Rototom.
I've never heard of it, so can you elaborate on what the kind of vibe is?
Rototom, Rototom. That's all you hear when you go there, really. I mean, it's a reggae festival which originally started in Italy, and then now it for the past, I think, 5 years?
5 years, yeah.
It's been in Benicassim.
Spain, Benicassim.
In a town called
okay.
Which is also where the festival Benicassim
is.
It's in exactly the same place. They've got two or three festivals that run in the same area.
Right, okay, because it's got good setup.
Yeah, it's good setup. And Rototom, I don't know, the philosophies of Rototom have always been the same. It's all it's all about non-profit, cooperative kind of vibes, you know.
Like Burning Man, so you kind of do exchange
similar things.
But I mean, you do buy a ticket, and now, I mean, you've seen just in recent years due to commercialisation of the reggae scene and also just generally events in throughout Europe, tickets have got more expensive. Certain market and stores that they've had throughout the years that were a big part of the culture of the festival have disappeared.
Not as good as they were. Yeah.
So you're not planning on going?
I'm not planning. No. I've been for the last 4 or 5 years in a row, and for me and my friends in London, it's kind of like a utopia escape from London, from the concrete jungle, as we were talking about.
Yeah, sure.
And it's been beautiful. And even last year, it was great. I was actually there with Pricey. Met him for a bit, and obviously sleeping in a hammock for 10 days is beautiful. 40 degrees hot sun.
Exactly.
Got the beach 20 minutes walk away.
It's only shade, because I always find that those festivals, they lack on shade sometimes.
We made our own shade.
You've got to build it yourself. That's part of the community vibes. You know, you go down and you buy yourself some tarp, and everyone's got beautiful throws, you know.
Oh, this sounds so lovely.
And, and everyone takes care of each other. You've got people in the morning
coming
to sell.
People from all over the world.
All over
the
world.
We met people from Italy, from Germany.
Colombia.
Basically all the places you speak to.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily you speak all those languages. So.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good opportunity
but
to
I
practice
remember
them.
Every morning I used to get woken up by a group of Senegalese people coming around, and they'd always go, "You want weed?
Bob Marley smoked this weed."
And, you know,
it's old weed, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Get out my tent, please.
There's those links with the reggae culture, I guess.
Yeah. So, how many people were at that one? Is it quite small?
Oh no, it's one. I think it took over as it was the second biggest in Europe after the one in Germany, and now I think there was about 140,000 people.
What?
No, it's huge.
That's
it's very,
mad.
Very big.
See, I'm a fan of the smaller ones now.
Of course.
My first ever one was Glastonbury. At 17, didn't know what the hell I was doing. Bought a ticket and went. And then I thought, oh, every festival must be like this, 180,000 people. It takes an hour and a half to walk across the site. And then I went to Best of All Dimensions. They got smaller and smaller and smaller. And then this year I'm going to Gotwood, which is in North Wales. Which is like electronic festival, because you know how it
is. Sounds good.
So that's going to be good. I'm going with a bunch of friends, but I don't think that's more than 5,000 people. But it's fun when you see familiar faces going around. You kind of and especially like vendors and stuff, you can borrow their phone charger and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? It's much more of a community vibe. Whereas Glastonbury is amazing. Which, what do you guys think about the headliners this year? We've got Foo Fighters and Kanye West.
I mean, for me, it's not exactly the boxes that I like.
No.
Foo Fighters would be good to see.
Yeah.
And Glastonbury, I've never been, but I would like to have gone.
Yeah.
I just think the philosophies of Glastonbury as a festival is pretty cool. I mean, the first Glastonbury festival, your entry was just
it was a pound, and you get a free pint of milk. But he started because it was the community thing. Like that's what he did it for. I don't feel bad for him because he makes millions and millions of pounds, but it does have a bit of a different name now, doesn't it? And his daughter's taken over, and she got some horrible abuse for getting Kanye up on.
Well, people do, hey?
It's the internet. It's
crazy. Someone's got to be public enemy number one.
And then also there's Leeds Festival going on.
Yeah.
I actually looked up who was headlining the Leeds Festival. And I think there was a few bits of like aggravation because there's no females in the whole of the thing. But then the argument of that goes that the music they do, the kind of rock... the rock genre isn't very female dominated, so it's a bit hard to kind of get that lady touch in. They've got Mumford & Sons, Metallica, The Libertines and Kendrick Lamar and Alt-J.
Where even is that in Leeds?
I think it's just outside of Leeds, but south, in a field somewhere.
In a field somewhere. Yeah.
But that's good. It's a good festival because you could pop in and out of the city, right? You can go for the day, go home at night. But obviously none of us are at Leeds at that point, so it's rare that we'd probably
You're not a camping fan, are you?
I really hate camping, yeah. If it's hot, sure. The fact that it's wet and rainy, and then the wellies at the door, the mud inside. If I do camp, I camp alone because I just can't be dealing with other people's stuff.
Just pitch your tent like way out by yourself in another field.
I go out to Tesco, buy a 2-man tent, and then leave it there, and that's really wasteful as well.
Oh, I hate that. Think about that environment. And
I know.
It's awful.
We were thinking about a little project called Rent a Tent.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, they've started actually bringing it into festivals. Yeah. But I mean, the problem is that people charge such horrendous deposit fees that.
Yeah.
And you know, at a festival, you can't guarantee you're going to get the
tent back
in the state.
What constitutes some random falling onto your tent and then ripping into you and then you're there. Yeah. Why?
Otherwise, there's glamping for those.
I was going to say, with age, I'm going to go right into them teepees.
Yeah. I've suggested my mum to come to Rotterdam.
Yeah, yes.
And I was like, you and Sophia, my best friend's mum, was like, you two can go glamping. Everything will be beautiful, you know.
You get a toilet. It's lush.
Yeah, it's lush.
Okay, so it's come to the pinnacle event.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Ian Clark, who woke up.
Biggest shout out to Ian
Biggest
Clark.
Biggest shout out.
He's our Canadian friend. He's waking up early, 5 hours behind everyone else.
Go on, Kim.
He is a great guy.
He was actually on our show last semester.
He was on our show. He came all the way. He did
Canada.
A Euro trip.
To come onto the show.
Exclusively.
Show.
And he was great, actually. He was really, really funny. Just like you guys. Mm-hmm. Just like you guys.
But yeah, guys, do you want to introduce what is about to happen here live in the studio? What is this all about? This rap.
What is this all about? Well, I think the idea first came to me when I was in France and I was listening to a lot of French hip hop at the time, you know, to kind of brush up on my French. And I thought, God, there's never been a song that's been made with kind of translation in it. There's never been a line that's been said and then the following line has been said in another language. For example, like, I get up, je me lève, je m'habille, I get dressed, something like that. So
Until now.
So the song is called?
Well, Bilingual Street Education.
Lovely, lovely title.
Yeah,
kind of lays it out there. Yeah.
Are we ready, guys?
Yeah, are you ready? That's the question.
Listeners, I hope
we're
ready.
Is the world ready to hear this?
This is
a premiere.
World exclusive.
World exclusive. Hit it.
Hello, hi, bonjour, salut. Comment ça va? How do you do? Ça va bien, merci, I'm all good. De la banlieue, coming from the hood. Je ne m'arrêterai pas means I'm not gonna stop. So get on with your job, mec, fais ton boulot. I get up, je me lève. Je m'habille, I get dressed. Assis sur mon lit, ça on my bed. Je pense aujourd'hui, thinking today. Que j'ai des choses à dire, got things to say. So it's
whoop, whoop, c'est pas la son de la police.
C'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Whoop, whoop, c'est pas la son de la police.
C'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Maintenant c'est fou, yeah, it's a madness now. Long c'est mon truc en that bilingual flow. Alors viens faire un tour, let's go for a ride. La vie quotidienne, you know that daily grind. C'est l'heure de la fac, it's time to go to uni. Après un smoothie épais, that thick style smoothie. Toujours sur mon vélo, yeah, you see me on my bike. On vend n'importe quoi, we be selling what we like. So it's whoop, whoop,
c'est pas la son de la police. C'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Whoop, whoop, c'est pas la son de la police.
C'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis. Mon argot est dingue, I'm sick with the slang. Je gang avec mon gang, I'm running with my gang. Facile, it's easy, crois-moi, believe me. You're not ready, t'es pas prêt. Let it go, laisse tomber. You're not real, t'es pas vrai. Je te jure, et ça souhait. Je m'en fous, I don't care. Je m'en fous, I don't care. If she's dark-skinned, elle est bronzée. If you want a problem, tu cherches des problèmes. So it's son de police, cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Whoop, whoop, c'est pas la son de la police. C'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis. L'univers de béton, concrete jungle out here. On oublie avec un mousse, yeah, forget with the beer. Et si on galère, yeah, we're pressing. Disons de la merde, means we're gassing. Perdu dans le plan, you've been lost on the map. Attention à la marche, so please mind the gap. Je commence à voir, yeah, I'm starting to see. Que la vie n'a pas d'égalité, and life there ain't equality. So whoop, whoop, c'est pas la son de la police.
C'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Whoop, whoop, c'est pas la sonde de la police, c'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
I'm better with a spliff, je le fous, mais blaze dit. La rue is the strip, échappe, escape it. C'est la vie, that's life, c'est pas beau, it's not nice. C'est la crise and the crisis, on l'aime pas, we don't like it.
Whoop, whoop, c'est pas la sonde de la police, c'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Un tape et c'est tout ce qu'il faut, tea is spliff, that's how we rule. So go suck an egg, that's who say enough. We don't want no beef, on veut pas la bœuf.
Whoop, whoop, c'est pas la sonde de la police, c'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
Whoop, whoop,
c'est pas la sonde de la police, c'est ton cerveau qui tourne comme un tournevis.
That's great, that's absolutely fantastic.
Guys, that was genuinely mind-blowing.
That was so good.
Thank you guys so much. I mean, it's early stages, you know.
No, well, the early stages are great stages.
Yeah, it's going to be a trio when the song's actually recorded and stuff.
Oh, amazing. Well, if you're lucky, you can use LSR to do maybe do some recording, because they have another studio. That was absolutely fantastic. We're just going to revel in your talent, and we're going to give some Mary Clayton.
That was Give Me Shelter
by Mary Clayton.
And we've now got Smagney on. So,
you guys, just one more clap for the rap.
Yeah, honestly, that was really, really great. Thanks so much.
We really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing us with us.
Thanks for having us here.
No, obviously, anytime.
And now,
one more time.
Yeah, we've only got one more show. okay, so we've had a flood of messages in this week, as per usual. A lot of people have a lot of problems out there that we need to solve. So, here's the first one.
I'm ready.
Dear Joey and Libby.
And Nish and Thomas.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm off to my first music festival outside of the UK and I'm panicking about packing. Usually I find a pair of wellies an absolute winner, but I feel this might be an appropriate footwear when partying in Spain. You guys always look so on point, so I was wondering if you have any tips of what to bring. Thanks, guys. Fancy footwear, Felicity.
Ah, Felicity.
Felicity.
It's an interesting question. Dear Felicity. Because I've had your problem.
Uh-huh.
And the answer to it is Doc Martens.
Yeah.
Because I'm currently wearing them. silver, Oxfam 15, whatever. Basically, they are great for bare legs. They're great for sand, wet weather, and just intense raving in the club.
Yes,
and
they're
the
super
rave.
Comfortable as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they're great. So. Exactly. You need to maybe wear them in. Don't buy new ones and bring them because they're a bit tough on the leather. But or like Timberlands, any kind of boot, and then obviously bring some flip flops for the shower. Walking about, because you want to go from shower to tent. You don't want to put your Doc Martens on. So
what are you guys planning on wearing your feet when you're out?
I mean, to be honest, when I tend to be in Spain, I try to avoid as much footwear as possible. Yeah. You know? I mean, flip-flops
Jesus
is a sheer match. Crocs.
Too.
I'm a big fan of Crocs, but I mean, I was wearing Crocs around university yesterday and getting a lot of abuse left, right, and centre. Well, I don't know, mixed reviews.
I wonder why.
I did spot them in the library.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had socks and Crocs on.
Yeah,
socks and Crocs combo.
Is that not the look?
Socks pulled up high as well.
Yeah,
what, could be the look.
Why are you drawn to Crocs?
Am I drawn to Crocs? I don't know. Just I think because their practicality and their comfort. To be honest, also just like in Colombia and in Venezuela and lots of places in South America, if you haven't got a pair of Crocs, then you're playing second
fiddle.
You're
no one.
You know?
Oh really?
Not the second fiddle.
Yeah.
So you avoid footwear.
Yeah, I like bare feet.
Yeah, but when you're in a festival, like a proper, like in front of the stage.
See, it depends what festival.
Yeah,
for example,
that's
true. At Rototom, walking around bare feet is lovely.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
Apart from the hot floor, everyone's barefoot.
Yeah.
Hot sand. Yeah.
You just got to get that foot strengthening for summer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. That's the main message we're taking back.
Foot strengthening for the summer.
Get your feet strong from Nish. Kiss, kiss.
Okay. Okay. Brilliant. Thanks, guys. We've got another one in. Dare anything to declare.
Hello.
For a friend's birthday, a group of us are going to Berlin, but I think techno is terrible.
Just
come to the wrong place. Okay, right.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to survive the big nights out. Do I bring my own iPod and switch on some jazz full volume in my headphones in the club?
Oh, God.
Or do I tell the guys and miss a couple of nights out with them? Help a brother, jazz fan Jeremy.
Jeremy
is, Joey, I feel like you're not happy with his.
Okay, well, basically, the thing is with Berlin, I went last year. Have you guys been?
To the techno festival.
No, just like
just
Berlin.
Oh, yeah,
Berlin.
Yeah.
You go out at 4 a.m. and you stay out till like 4 p.m. So yeah. I think Jeremy's going to have a tough time if he doesn't like techno because that's all you hear.
Yeah.
But having said that, there are nice bars, there are places to go which don't have as obviously intense stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bergheim needs to kind of avoid there because I think it's strictly techno and like pop, hardcore electronic stuff.
But then he'd be like knocking around by himself.
Yeah,
maybe,
so what I would do is I would tell him to really try. I think if you try and you find the melody, there are some stuff I think you just need to listen closely.
Do you have anything to recommend to warm him into? The new music taste he needs to develop.
He should have gone to the Secret Garden Party or the Fab on Sunday.
Yeah,
Midland Dixon and all that, and those are the kind of more general, like, you know, gentle techno.
It's just that deep techno in Berlin.
Yeah, it is pretty hardcore. It's a kind of, you know, they're known for it, so I would say Berlin's an amazing city in general. The music's obviously a great part of it, but if he's not going to enjoy the music, then he should look to other sources.
Also, I like his little self-diagnosis. If you're out, put your iPod in, headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
no one asks any questions. You're cool. If you're in Berlin, you're cool, underlining cool. What, full stop.
Although, if he was, like, listening to jazz, as he loves, he might be, like, moving to a different kind of beat, would we not? Yeah.
You won't be able to hear it. Maybe he brings some earplugs. I've just discovered earplugs. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I read an article on the Tab about a guy who lost his. He got tinnitus from a club in Leeds, and I was like, right, that's it. I've got earplugs now, and it makes every night so much better.
Yeah, yeah. Fruity. Everybody working at Fruity,
they've
got their earplugs.
Let's just block out all sounds.
Like this song is terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Not my more tired crews, please.
But also, who's to say that he doesn't like techno at all? Maybe he should do a little bit more research.
Yeah.
Find a song he likes and say when he's there, I want to see this person. Mm-hmm. I want to hear this song.
Yeah, go on, Jeremy. Take the reins.
Seek and you shall find, Jeremy.
Yeah, exactly. But I do like his passion for jazz. That's different.
I respect
definitely.
That.
Yeah,
can't
I do,
not
I do.
Love jazz.
Yeah.
It's the root of all music, no? Well, not all music, but anyway.
So we've got one more. I think we know who it's from.
Maybe we should introduce this woman to you guys before. There's a nice lady called Wendy who she's of an older
generation, perhaps. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had an issue with her child going to Honduras on her own.
Okay.
And we kind of gave her some advice on how not to be too much of a pushy mum. Mm-hmm. And now she kind of comes back to us every week about stuff, about where she should go on holiday.
Subsequently we sent her to India.
Yeah.
Okay. And did she go?
She went.
She enjoyed
it. She had a good time. She didn't like spicy food and she had a bit of trouble with her back because obviously she had to write into us every week to let us know the issues. but she's back in England. Her daughter's still in Honduras. However, we haven't heard anything about her daughter in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So
you could suggest for her to go to Honduras.
Yeah. Is it
Central America.
Yeah, I've been, but is it like a great place for the elderly? It's kind of lots of rockiness.
Yeah.
To be fair, we don't know how unfit Wendy is.
She's pretty fit. Last week she wrote in about how the fact that she wasn't fit, so we know that she's
Sorry.
So she is our guardian and we love her a lot. So here we go.
Dearest Joanna and Elizabeth.
She's very formal, it's a thing. Right.
My daughter finally
we've heard about her. Okay,
right. Has just got back from her lengthy travels and I'm obviously thrilled to see her. However, she seems a little down at present, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions to re-energise her and get her off the sofa and back out with her gals. Fondest wishes forever and always, worried Wendy.
Right, so we know Wendy lives in Wolverhampton. And we know there's like a massive nightlife.
We're like detectives piecing her life together.
Yeah, exactly. From experience, I know that coming back from travelling is really rubbish because you haven't got stuff to stimulate you. So
of course, the travelling blues.
Exactly, when you're out there. I don't think it's necessarily about being home, because she'll be happy to be home. I found it quite difficult because I wasn't entertained the entire time. Like, my mum and dad would go out and I'd be like, I'm on my own. What?
Yeah, like where is everyone?
What? I don't have anyone like there being
surrounded by people.
So I would say to her, try and get her doing stuff like going out to galleries, experiencing Wolverhampton for what it is. What do you reckon? Because I know you guys have been away.
Yeah, been away, obviously know about those post-travelling blues, but I guess, like you say, keep it busy. Personally, I don't know what the Wolverhampton scene is saying so much. But
you've not been?
It's the new Berlin.
It's the new Berlin. There we are. So get to some techno parties. Enjoy it to the max.
And also, she should see her friends as much as possible because it's hard to catch up with her friends. We were both away for like 9 months, 10 months.
Yeah, we didn't head back home at all.
I was literally back for a year and then met my friends in Barcelona, having not seen them for a year.
It's mad, isn't it?
And it was just quite fun to see them. And
it was a great time.
I think maybe she's all right, maybe she's just got that post-travel blues and obviously she can't recreate everything that she did out there in Honduras.
It's like that awful saying, which is don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened.
Yeah, I've not heard that, but that's lovely, Joey. That is absolutely lovely.
Yeah, chisel that up in Michael Sadler.
Hot air, so hot in here, so hot.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so high. I wanna take my
that you can do. Relax your mind, lay back and groove with mine. You gotta feel that beat, and we can ride the boogie. Share that beat of love.
Yeah, that's right, that time of the week again. We ask whether our guests have anything to declare. I know you really enjoyed that jingle there.
Yeah,
who doesn't want to go to Ibiza, let's be honest?
But you do, I hear, have a story to tell us.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously talking about travelling and things and, you know, little slip-ups and things that we try and forget about. when I was a wee little 18-year-old going on my gap year, travelling around South America, I thought I'd do the good thing. And, well, obviously didn't tell my parents when I was going to come back. And when I did decide I was going to come back, I thought, you know what, I'll do something so nice for my mum, come and surprise her on her birthday and get back to London. And then it was my last night in Bolivia. Things happened. We had a good laugh and... I was stopped by the police from getting on the flight and therefore had to call up my mum and be like, oh, well, I was going to come, but I haven't got a flight back to London now. And then had the predicament of organising any other flight. And
but you said, actually, you said that, first of all, what did understanding Spanish, did you know what the police were saying to you?
Yeah, but I wasn't in the best of states. Yeah. I'd say far from sober would be.
Were you falling about everywhere? Like,
I think I was... kind of like, I mean, at the beginning I was just trying to get on my flight, but then when they were saying no and I was trying to explain to them, I'm trying to want to get back for my mum's birthday,
yeah,
I think I probably just got quite aggressive and out of control and tried to just push my way through.
But then the next day you said getting a flight was fine.
Yeah, so I actually only paid like $80 for a new flight.
That's mad.
Which, yeah,
I thought you'd have to pay like $1,000 at
that's
least.
What I
yeah
thought. I just went to the office and spoke some Spanish and then they said it's $80 for a change. Not
did your mum
yeah
ask
did you apologize?
Questions?
Oh, my mum, she knows me. She knows. She knows how I am. So when I got there the next day,
I hope she would.
She knows who you are.
Yeah, she knows who I am. I told her, you know, I just had a few too many drinks at that 4,000 meters altitude. And
yeah, it sure. really really does you over, doesn't it?
It does you over. It really does you over. And obviously you've got to see it off in a good fashion, you know.
Obviously. Thanks for sharing that. That was That's great. Okay. That was a good one. Your poor mum.
Thanks so much for coming on as well.
That was really great. You guys are great guests. One of the best, I'd say.
Yeah. Live action in there.
And also the live show was perfect. We'll have it up on podcast so you guys can listen again to your whole show and the rap. And you can cut the rap so you can have it for yourselves if you want it. Next week is our last show.
This time it actually is our last show.
And we're going to be talking about the highlights and lowlights of Leeds.
It's a reflection show, maybe.
Yeah, so maybe laughing about the times that we used to go to Mission.
Last Thursday?
And we might have a few different guests on because we kind of try and get it like lots of different voices, lots of different people, opinions, and everyone won't have lessons or lectures or seminars, so people can come on that we never had before. Fingers crossed.
It's gonna be a good one. So tune in next week, 1 till 2 Tuesday. Anything to declare? Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you. Bye. It's a mystery to me. We have agreed. And you think you have to want more than you need. Until you have it all, you won't be free. Society, you're crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. When you want more than you have, you think you need. And when you think more than you want, your thoughts begin to bleed. I think I need to find a bigger place. 'Cause when you have more than you think, you need more space. Society, you're crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Less is more, but if less is more, how you keep in score? It means for every point you make, your level drops. Kind of like you're starting from the top, and you can't do that. Society, you're crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, have mercy on me. I hope you're not angry if I disagree. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely.